And welcome back to One Winning Drive. Keith Mills joining me now, Cadre Ismael, for this week's Q&A segment. And Q, so many big plays in Sunday's game. We're going to take a look at two involving the Ravens secondary, one that worked, one that did not.
You're talking about high reward, high risk. Great communication when everything is working, and poor communication breaks down, leads to a touchdown. The first play you look at, it's a scenario where now the Philadelphia Eagles are in the red zone. They're in a position where they're going to have the potential to score. DNP's defensive coordinator puts his defense in a cover two look. That cover two look now gives the defense an opportunity to rush three guys and drop back eight. You see the coverage is integrity is perfect. The pocket presence of a dynamic player like Michael Vick has to be on point, which it is. At the same time, once Michael Vick does escape outside the pocket, now it's critical for the secondary to plaster the wide receivers. Bernard Pollard does an excellent job of locating his guy after he falls off of him in Harbor and flipping his hips, getting to Harbor and making the interception. That's when communication's at its premium. You have a scenario where you have an explosive player like Michael Vick get outside the pocket. But that's okay. Because of your rules, because of great communication, you get the interception.
Yeah, Clay Harbor, the target of that pass. But Courtney Upshaw did a great job of forcing him out of the pocket, right?
Yes, he did. Absolutely. He did a fine job of containing him, but at the same time putting pressure on Michael Vick. And now he and Pernell McPhee chasing Michael Vick down, making life a little uncomfortable for the explosive quarterback.
Let's move to the third quarter. Ravens up 17-7, third and three. And the Ravens, again, trying to force him out of the pocket and doing some things that he's not comfortable doing.
Absolutely. A different personnel package this time. You're talking about three wide receiver set. And, of course, you're also having your tight end in the backfield. It's going to change some things a little bit, but it's still a cover two scenario. At the same time, what I loved about this play is watch Albert McClellan. Does a fantastic job of pushing Brent Celek into the backfield, disrupting Michael Vick's timing. Brent Celek was supposed to be out into the flat. Now the communication breakdown comes when you see that cover two spot, that zone right there, that zone is empty. And that's where you're supposed to have your safety be there. Kerry Williams is sitting back in fine coverage as well. But because of that breakdown of communication, that's where the risk comes in, and that hurts your team, and now you're giving up a touchdown.
So Kerry let him go thinking Ed Reed's going to be behind him there,
sure.
Right?
Yes, and we also got to point out that was great pursuit. You're talking about Danelle Ellerby getting in the pursuit of Michael Vick. You're also talking about Albert McClellan, as I also mentioned, being in strong pursuit, and Courtney Upshaw being in strong pursuit, containing Michael Vick, not allowing him to get outside the pocket. But on the backside of things, that's where you have that little breakdown in communication and breakdown in coverage leads to a big play for the Eagles.
It looked like they were using the sideline as another defender there with Michael Vick. He was running out of room there, wasn't he?
That was an excellent, excellent point that you made. The sideline is your friend as a defender. You certainly want to use it to your advantage. And when you're containing an explosive player like Michael Vick, especially on a third and short like that, you can use the sideline to your advantage. Stretch him to the sideline. Don't let him turn upfield. They were able to contain him. But again, that risk of going ahead and breaking down in coverage led to a big play for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Great job, as always. Q&A at its finest right there, courtesy of Cadre Ismael. When we come back, the Patriots are next. Stay with us.